morning to you fine folks once again in Radioland. Adam substituting for Glenn Coble on a program that we call either Scott and or Glenn at 10 or on the air. We're on the air live at 107.1 on your FM dial, or if you're not within 10 or 15 miles of downtown Marion, you can listen via the internet at our website, WWGH1071.com, or you can also use the TuneIn app on your smartphone, tablet, or other fancy-dancy device. Download the app and search for WWGH Radio. I am privileged to have a guest via the phone line who's going to talk about an important and controversial topic. For the next 40 minutes or so, he's been on with me a few times, and I think it's, at this point, prudent to have him once again visit the airwaves, as every single day there are developments. His name is Lucas Wall. He is suing airlines and various government entities regarding the FTMM, the Federal Transportation Mask Mandate, which he feels is unconstitutional, illegal, and a tremendous ADA violation. And as you probably know, I feel the same way. Let me see if the intern has properly duct-taped the cables and I have properly plugged A into B. Good morning, Lucas. How are you on this chilly Thursday morning, Christmas Eve Eve?
Good morning, Adam. It's even a little bit chilly down here at Mom's in Florida.
Yeah, it's about 30 now, but it started out closer to 20. What is the thermometer saying there in Florida?
The last I checked, it was down to a chilly 47.
Well, for Florida, that's a bit on the nippy side, isn't it?
That is quite nippy. I think we're up to about 57 now.
Okay, well, that's not too bad. That's about the high for Christmas Day here in mid-Ohio. And, you know, as we say, if you like variety in weather, just stick around. You are going to get it, sometimes even in the same week.
Yeah, so it's a true frigid day here. The high is going to be only 69 degrees today.
That's not too bad. But, you know, where I went to college, if it's not snowing, you wear shorts. So this would certainly be swimsuit weather for some people. Now, Lucas,
this qualifies as a frigid day here.
Yeah, you normally hang your hat in the state capital of Washington, D.C. You're not president or anything like that. That's just where you live. But you're visiting your mom and have been doing that for the last several months. So for our listeners who may not be familiar with you, let people know why you're on the show with me several times and why what you're doing is just so important.
Taking on the federal government and numerous airlines about the federal transportation mask mandate and the discriminatory mask policies of the airlines that are keeping those with medical conditions, such as myself, who can't wear masks from traveling for numerous months now. It's quite aggravating and got a nice group of people involved in, let's see, I think my group is up to, it's almost losing count here, but I think we are at 8 lawsuits now and counting. We'll probably be into double digits come next month.
So many people have joined you, and we've had some of your colleagues on to discuss their involvement and how it's affected them as they've attempted to use public transportation. Your website is lucas.travel. Now, a couple years ago, it was devoted to all of your travels, and you've gone to dozens and dozens of countries and most of the United States, if not all of them. You like to write about it, share your experiences, and just use the travel to enrich you, and I agree. I mean, I haven't traveled very much. Certainly, around the United States I have, but not, I've only been, I believe, to 4 countries total, including the United States, so I certainly don't have the worldliness that you do. And when the coronavirus pandemic began in early 2020, and you've certainly it took a toll on the travel industry and what you're able to experience and write about. But since earlier this year, when you had the issues boarding an airline, and the ADA violations, and the he said, she said about the masks and the exemptions, that's when the focus really shifted almost exclusively to your efforts to defeat the federal transportation mask mandate and the, we believe, our illegal activities of the airlines as well as the government. And pretty much every day you're writing some new information.
Yeah, that's been the only topic of my travel blog the last 7 months, unfortunately, is all of the efforts going on to try to put a stop to the madness of masks. We're, 21 months into the pandemic now, and people are still thinking that masks somehow stop the spread. Ask the 50-plus million Americans who have tested positive if they really believe that masks have stopped the spread of coronavirus. I certainly don't believe that. I don't think you believe that, Adam, but unfortunately, we've got three-fifths to two-thirds of Americans who still tell pollsters they believe masks are effective. I'm not sure how anyone could make that argument, given that we've seen people masking for almost 2 years now, and yet the pandemic is supposedly raging again with the Omicron variant, and I'm recovering from getting my booster shot 2 days ago. I know you and I see a little differently when it comes to vaccines, but I did my part going out to get my third vaccine shot. And yet I know, just was chatting with a friend this morning who was fully vaccinated plus got a booster shot, and just in the last 2 days tested positive for Omicron. So it's disappointing to see the extent that the vaccines are not working. Obviously, there is some benefit in terms of, you know, if you do get infected, your odds of being hospitalized or dying are certainly lower. My friend had what he described as nothing more than a mild cold, but he went and got tested nonetheless since he had some symptoms, and sure enough, he tested positive. This despite the fact that he is a diehard pro-masker, totally believes in mask mandates, and so I had to kind of rid him a little bit by asking him how much his constant mask wearing protected him when he just tested positive. So we had a little argument about that earlier this morning.
The mask situation definitely is controversial, and as I've talked about, I have an extensive scientific background. I know my own body, I make observations, and I've read the 200-plus articles that you have cited. I don't agree with all the articles. I don't think you do either. There is going to be fluff on both sides. Even the strongest mask supporters would agree with that. And I'm a strong anti-mask person, and I take a look at the perspectives on both ends and what these articles might say. But the evidence, as far as I'm concerned, is clear and convincing that masks have a minimal effectiveness in mitigation of the virus, but they introduce so many problems, physical and mental, that the net effect is that they are detrimental. And I believe they're actually prolonging this problem, not to mention that they are prolonging domestic violence, drug abuse, and people's ability to thrive as happy adults and children. And again, the ADA violation, that's an entirely separate matter. And I don't see how anybody could argue that there is no ADA, ADA non-compliance with forced mask wearing. And the vaccine, that's an interesting topic, and the severity of the latest variant, and maybe even more interestingly to me, the pronunciation. I always thought it was Omicron, because Omicron is a Greek letter, and in college there are fraternities with that letter in their name. But then one person said it was Omicron, and I'm also seeing that it could be Omicron. So I think the bottom line is Omicron or Omicron are both acceptable. But one thing we are noticing, Lucas, is it seems like the symptoms are milder. And is it a stretch to say that the Omicron or whatever you want to call it variant is really just another name for what is in most people just the common cold. Would that be a stretch, or would you kind of agree with that assertion?
No, based on the articles that I've been reading, Adam, it certainly seems to be a fair assessment, and we're seeing reports now out of South Africa, which was the first to identify the variant. It doesn't mean it was the first place to have it. It just happened to be the first place where the science was robust enough to identify that there was another mutation. They're already seeing cases could come way down, and the reports there are of much less severe illness caused by Omicron than some of the previous variants and the original COVID. I don't even know if that was ever given a name, but it's certainly frustrating to see the world in hysteria again, even though we have widespread availability of vaccines. I just walked into the CVS here 2 days ago while I was out running errands, waited about maybe 15 minutes, got my booster shot, and off I went the rest of the day, and that was 2 days ago, and now yesterday and today I'm feeling the side effects of that. It's almost like getting a mild cold. Certainly, we are unfortunately seeing just this mass panic again of people talking about, I'm tired of seeing these articles, should we cancel our holiday plans and all this and that? No, we need to keep living our lives. We do not stop the world because there is a mild illness going on out there. We certainly do not force people, millions of Americans, like myself, who have medical conditions, who can't wear masks. We don't say that you are prohibited from flying or using any mode of public transportation. So that is what my group is battling in the courts. And to give you an update on one of the cases against the Transportation Security Administration, that is en route back to the Supreme Court. We filed an emergency appeal earlier this month with Chief Justice John Roberts, who oversees such appeals from the District of Columbia Circuit, and he turned us down without any explanation, so we have taken advantage of the rule and resent it in and selected Justice Neil Gorsuch to take a look at it now, and we saw some news come out of the Supreme Court last night where they ordered a January 7th oral argument on the Biden administration vaccine mandate cases. There's two of those. One is the OSHA requirement for any company of 100 plus workers to force vaccinations on their employees or weekly testing and mask wearing. And then the other one is the mandate for any healthcare facility that accepts Medicare and Medicaid to force all of their workers to be vaccinated. The lower courts have had mixed decisions on those so far, and so the justices are going to hold a very unusual emergency oral argument session on January 7th, which just happens to be the date that my co-petitioners and I, including a four-year-old autistic boy who needs to fly out of state for medical care often and can't wear a mask, we're asking for Justice Gorsuch to issue a decision by January 7th because young Michael Siklecki Jr. has a flight to Boston Children's Hospital from here near Orlando, Florida, on January the 9th. For his next appointment and hospitalization on the 10th.
We are speaking with Mr. Lucas Wall, live from his mother's domicile in Florida, USA, about the federal transportation mask mandate, compulsory vaccinations, and the entire landscape of requiring masks and whether or not it is legal, and also whether or not a mask is even helpful. In fact, again, as I mentioned, I believe masks are detrimental for many, many reasons. They do have some theoretical mitigation ability against the virus, but that's far outweighed by the problems they present. Another way to say that is the cure is worse than the problem. But also the Omicron or Omicron, we've determined there are three pronunciations. Omicron, I think, is what I'm used to and probably the most common one, but Omicron is fine too. Whatever your pleasure is, the latest variant appears to be mild, and like in many cases, people may be positive for the virus but not even know that they have it, and you get a resistance to future infections if you have it. Something else which has been a rather hot topic. Lucas, I wanted to ask you about the vaccine. Now, we don't talk too much about that. You and I do agree that it should be a freedom of choice. I would presume you don't agree with President Biden's vaccine mandate. You don't believe anybody should be required to get the vaccine. Would that be correct?
That is accurate. I do not believe, especially the federal government, mandating vaccinations. There's just simply no constitutional authority for that. We have to keep living under the rule of law, despite the fact we're in a never-ending declared emergency pandemic. Of course, you can really laugh. Something's not an emergency if it goes on for almost 2 years, is it? It's just, at this point, it's just life. It's not a pandemic. It's not an emergency. It's really becoming what's called endemic. That's just part of the world that we live in. And we can't continue to keep having these hysterical reactions. So I was very interested to see that the Supreme Court will be holding emergency oral arguments on January 7th. I sure hope they do the same with the mask mandate. Let me tell you, the vaccine mandates are the ones getting all the attention, unfortunately, because the mask mandate is just as detrimental to so many people. And it was very disappointing to have Chief Justice Roberts deny us without any explanation and without referring it to the entire court. We're hoping by appealing to Justice Gorsuch that he'll take a closer look at this and hopefully ask the TSA to file a response. And with any luck, put this before the whole court. I'm not expecting to be granted an emergency hearing like what's happened with the vaccine cases, because that type of thing happens about once a year. And you've got conflicting rulings in the lower courts on the various Biden vaccine mandates, which is also something that usually triggers a Supreme Court review, because you can't have all the district courts and court of appeals disagreeing with each other. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with those cases on the 7th.
The vaccine mandate, Lucas, has become rather troubling. Now, here in Ohio, we kind of like to do our own thing, and our Republican governor seemed to be very strict about the mask mandates, and then when they were lifted, he's not really wanting to put them back into play. He is saying, get a vaccine, wear a mask, but we're not going to make you, and that's fine. He's allowed to make suggestions. He is in his 60s, though he in his 70s, actually. He seems very healthy, which is great. You know, Mike DeWine, and I don't agree on a lot of things, but I admire and respect his long history of public service, and I like that he's kind of laying off the mandates that he was so high on a while back. Of course, a lot of it is probably wanting to win the Republican primary, as he has a few challengers, and he wants to get in good graces with those who feel like I do. Again, I'm an independent, so it doesn't really... it's not a party issue. It's just say do your own thing, whether or not you choose to get the vaccine or wear a mask if you wish. Just respect my opinion not to, and also a freedom of choice as to whether I feel the vaccine is prudent. But to the east of us in Boston and in New York, you can't go to a restaurant or a health club without proving that you've had the vaccine.
And that's the case just as of yesterday, was declared by dictator Muriel Bowser in my home city of Washington, D.C., that for the first time they are going to require anyone going to a restaurant, a gym, a theater, et cetera, to show proof of vaccination. And, you know, that's the kind of authoritarian government rule that I just have never supported.
As I see it, we're being treated like dogs. I mean, we treat our dogs very well. Dogs, in many cases, are probably more intelligent than a lot of humans. But there are reasons why we have vaccination requirements, rabies shots for dogs. So they are different in many ways. I feel we're being treated that way. Like you take your dog to the kennel, you have to show proof of rabies or other vaccinations. And I really see this as being similar. I don't think that's something that Homo sapiens should be subject to. And this is not a case of a polio shot or a measles shot, rubella shot. I'm in favor of making those mandatory. Not to show proof when you walk into a bar, but when you go to public school or a daycare. I'm 100% in favor of that. But this is something different. I do not see the parallel, and people have brought that up, but I disagree. And the idea that, you know, a grown adult cannot even go to a bar, support a local business, go to a gym, and make him or herself more healthy. And that's a pretty good way to fight viruses, as far as I'm concerned, without providing this proof of vaccination. If the facility wants to require it, that's fine. Just like if they want to make you wear a suit and tie, they want you to wear a mask, that's their business. And of course, I can take my business elsewhere.
Well, but it's not all their business, Adam. And I hate when people bring up this argument about, well, airlines are private businesses, they can demand you wear a mask and do whatever. No, all businesses, all people, we are governed by laws. There are federal laws that protect the disabled from discrimination in air travel. It's absolutely erroneous to assert that a business can do whatever it wishes. That is not true. If you and I walk into a business and I murder you, it's not up for the owner of the business to determine whether that's okay or not. That's up to the law. And so we have to insist on the rule of law, despite there being a health situation out there. We must always live by the law, and we have many laws in this country, thankfully, that protect those with medical conditions, those who are disabled, such as myself, from being unduly discriminated against. And that is the situation that myself and millions of other Americans who cannot medically tolerate wearing a mask are having to deal with, especially with the airlines. I have a note from my doctor. Many of my co-plaintiffs have notes from their doctors. We send these into airlines as, you know, in demanding mask exemptions, and we get continually refused. And that is just simply not acceptable, and that is why we are fighting these in court. So sorry, I kind of interrupted you a little bit, because you said if a business wants to require a mask, that's their choice. It's actually not. You cannot discriminate against people. Just the fact that you're a private business, you still have to obey the law.
I guess in that case, you know, I'm a grown man. I can admit when I'm wrong, because I do see your perspective. But let me ask you this, because this is what I've told people, how I feel. A business has a right to have a dress code. You agree with that? A bar is allowed to say no tank tops, no sandals, no offensive slogans on a shirt. And a restaurant, especially a nice restaurant, may require that you know, don't wear shorts or a tank top. May even have to wear a tie. And again, if you don't like wearing ties, I don't like wearing ties, but I like getting dressed up, just more business casual. I mean, a vest or, you know, or nicer shoes, but I hate ties. So I don't mind that, and I feel good about myself when I do that. But again, if a restaurant says, I can't eat there unless I wear a tie, I can take my business elsewhere. Now, you would agree that it's okay for a restaurant to have that dress code, right? Would we agree on that, or is that even wrong?
No, as long as there are people who cannot wear a tie for medical reasons, I'm not aware that there is any medical condition that prohibits someone from wearing a suit and tie, gentlemen, for going out to a restaurant. So in that aspect, we don't have the discrimination aspect. Some people say, oh, well, it's just like, you know, no shoes, no service. Well, I think that's kind of silly in the first place, because if someone's not wearing shoes, what does it really matter? It's not going to impact anyone else, but nonetheless, there's probably very few medical conditions that would preclude anyone from being able to wear shoes, so you're not dealing with a discriminatory policy, just kind of a silly policy, because, I mean, we're born with bare feet, and lots of cultures around the world, it's commonplace for people to go around barefooted. So no shoes, no service no, you know, it makes no sense. But in any case, the issue with masks is that masks are experimental medical devices as classified by the Food and Drug Administration, unless you have a fully certified N95 respirator-type mask that are used not for the prevention of virus transmission, mind you, but those are used to protect the wearer from toxic fumes, like if you're painting, if you're working in areas with asbestos, things like this. These kind of masks were never designed to prevent the transmission of respiratory viruses such as COVID-19, which have an average size about one-third of the particle size that the N95 masks are designed to protect against, let alone the completely worthless light blue-type surgical mask, which most people wear. If you have a nice frosty morning there in Ohio, just go outside, put one of those masks on, and breathe, and you'll see the condensation, the aerosols from your breath going out the top, bottom, and sides of your mask. It's the easy, most clearest, perfect illustration of how worthless they are. They are not preventing the transmission of those droplets. All they are doing is simply changing the direction in which they are flowing.
So if I tell somebody, a business requiring a mask, it's like a dress code, as long as it's their requirement, not forced compliance with a government one. It is not the same as saying you must wear a tie, you cannot wear shorts, you must wear closed-toed shoes. Boy, that's hard to say, but you know what I mean. Those are common things you see with a dress code. Now, again, there's also safety. For example, it's not safe, in my opinion, to ride a motorcycle or to do yard work if you're wearing sandals. I mean, for the obvious reasons. And, of course, even ties, they're not really safe if you're doing work where you might have things blowing around or something else that might cause the tie to get in the way. So that's why people have uniforms if they're a plumber, a carpenter, or have some other job where they're using their hands. I mean, that's all pretty obvious. But with a mask, you are, and again, you're disagreeing with what I'm saying, but I agree with you. I stand corrected. You know, I'm a big boy. I can admit when I'm wrong, and this is actually good because this strengthens my argument. I try to see the other side, as you can imagine. I try to look at both sides. And again, there is fluff on both ends. I don't agree with all the things the anti-mask people say. I don't agree with all the articles that you posted, but I agree with the general spirit of them. I'll tell you that much. But bottom line is, if a business says you must wear a mask in an area where masks are not required by the government, and that would include, let's say, Marion, Ohio. The state mask mandate is over. There is no mask mandate in the county or city. That is illegal, even if it's not a disability issue. So would that be the best way to assert that?
I don't think so, Adam, because I don't think there's a question of the legality of a business in general saying you need to wear a mask, although it brings into play the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, which is being debated how exactly that applies, but there is a clear provision in that federal law that no person can be forced to use an experimental medical device under emergency use authorization, and most people are not aware that pretty much any mask that you can get out there, with the exception of the N95 type masks, they are designated by the FDA for emergency use authorization during the pandemic. They have not been certified or tested that they actually reduce the transmission of coronavirus. That is why they are under the emergency use only authorization, which kind of goes to prove that they are not effective. If they were, almost 2 years now into this pandemic, some of them would have been certified by the FDA, and none of them have been. So that speaks volumes. But so in general, if for a business to require masking, it's a very gray area whether that's legal or not, because the issue with the federal law is, well, does that only apply to government mandates that you have to have the option to consent or refuse administration of the emergency medical product? So Some would say yes, some would say no. So I think the issue of a private business requiring masks in general, it is a gray area. It's certainly more probable that they can do that as long as they allow a disability exemption. And the biggest issue that my group is fighting with the airlines is that whether the airlines can require any person to wear a mask is legally questionable, but it's not legally debatable whether they can force a person with a medical condition who cannot tolerate having their breathing obstructed to refuse to transport them. That is simply illegal under the Air Carrier Access Act, which is the federal law protecting passengers with disabilities from discrimination by airlines. It's sort of like the ADA of the skies. So we get into a very complex debate here when you ask, well, can a private business mandate masks? I would say no, because my interpretation of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act is that no one may require you to use an emergency medical device. You know, the owner of a restaurant is not a doctor. They do not have the medical knowledge to prescribe to you a face mask. They do not know if those are really effective or not. They do not understand the negative harms that the masks create for people. So my contention would be that no business, no one, the government or any company, may require you to wear a mask, because that would be essentially the illegal practice of medicine, the unlicensed practice of medicine. I'm not sure if that helps you understand the question you asked a little bit. I know I'm kind of going around in circles here, but it's not an easy answer. Let's just put it that way.
So the bottom line, Lucas, is you could get a PhD thesis, I think, in deciding whether a restaurant, store, etc., a private business, one where you choose to walk into, not a bus that you might need to take to a doctor's appointment, or an airline that you might need for travel, be it pleasure, business, or emergency, whether or not it is legal to do that, and whether it really does fall under, as I was saying, the concept of a dress code. I think the smoking gun here is that this was not something that was commonly done until the coronavirus situation began. That is, restaurants have been requiring jackets and ties, you know, no sandals, no shorts, for many, many years. And it's commonplace that you would go to a fancy restaurant, you know, that sells $70 steaks and expect that wearing your gym outfit would not be acceptable. Even if they don't require a tie or an evening gown, at least looking halfway presentable is reasonable. And I wouldn't want to be around people dressed in gym clothes either if I'm in a fancy restaurant. But if they suddenly
The key difference, Adam, is that clothes are not emergency medical devices. Face masks are. Face masks obstruct our nose and our mouth, our only two sources of oxygen. And obviously any person knows that for any being on this planet, breathing is one of the absolute most fundamental aspects of life. So requiring someone to wear shoes, to wear them, you know, require them to wear a necktie, you know, a certain type of a dress for a female, et cetera, those are not medical devices. And so those kind of dress codes are much, much different than a mask mandate. A mask is defined by the Food and Drug Administration as a medical device, and especially if it is designed to or being used to prevent the transmission of a virus. That is a medical product. That is not a piece of clothing. So that is the clear distinction I think that we have to make.
Yeah, I'll go along with that. I'm going to amend my thoughts in that wearing a mask is not part of a dress code. Wearing a tie or not wearing shorts, that is. And again, what I said, whereas it was commonplace, whereas no one's ever required a mask in the several decades that I've been alive, obviously shows that the purpose is different. And again, it also is in a very blatant ADA violation, and it's troubling that the government is violating the very law that they passed, and a law that everybody I know supports it, that the rights of people with disabilities are important in our country, where we respect diversity and respect different methods that people use in their day-to-day living of their lives. So just interesting perspective. I had a question for you, Lucas, also. Again, we're discussing some different topics, a bit about your lawsuits and the progress, but maybe some things we hadn't brought up before. You said you recently went into CVS and got the booster shot. It's been a long time since I've been to Florida, and certainly not since the COVID situation. Did you have to wear a mask? I know you don't have to wear one in the store, but generally when you interact in a medical fashion, is the mask optional? What happened exactly when you were about ready to sit in the chair and receive the dose with respect to mask?
The nurse handed me a mask, and I handed it right back to her and said, no, thank you, I can't wear this due to my medical conditions. And she kind of gave me a strange look, but then just put it back in the box and didn't say anything else about it.
So you've done what I've done, and you've politely declined the mask. I guess you were the bigger person. You were the more polite party. And she put it back and gave you the dose anyway, right, without really any further word. Okay. I wasn't quite sure, because my understanding, and I've called around, is you really are going to be hard-pressed to find a doctor who is going to see you if you will not wear a mask at any time, and including going to the little clinics, in the drugstore, grocery store, they have the nurse practitioner or physician's assistant providing medical care. That's a very slippery slope. So that's why I kind of wonder, you know, what exactly happens, because even in the anti-mask areas, and again, Florida being that way with your governor, you know, I don't agree with Governor DeSantis and everything, but I just love the way he handles the mask situation and not allowing Biden to bully him. He's really shown to be a true leader. But, you know, with CVS receiving the vaccine, that's a different story. So has that happened in the previous times when you got the first two doses? They hand you the mask, you decline politely, and that's it? Has that been a common scenario?
Well, when I got the first two doses in the spring, that was at a drive-through site in a big parking lot, and they had a sign up there saying face mask required, but I mean, you're sitting in your vehicle, it's kind of absurd, so I just kind of chuckled at that, and nobody said anything when I pulled up and gave them my information to get, you know, put on the vaccine card, and then you drive to the next station where you actually get the shot, and then you drive and park in a waiting area for 15 minutes so they can make sure you don't collapse or something like that, and then off you go. So I've really, the only place I've ever been in Florida during the pandemic where I've had an issue with forced masking is at Costco. When Costco had a mask mandate in effect, it was the only place that I've been where they were extremely rigid about saying we will refuse to check you out if you don't put a mask on. They even threatened to call the sheriff's department if I didn't put a mask on, and so that was extremely offensive, especially since I pay to be a member of Costco, and I pay to shop there, and I am a member, so it's almost like a private club. I actually thought about suing Costco, but then they dropped their mask mandate in May, and as far as I know, have not reimposed it. I think they have a sign encouraging you to wear a mask or something like that, but they have not become Nazi-like again in enforcing it.
So our advice to people who feel like we do is to be vigilant. Don't let them bully you, and say no thank you. I mean, when I went to vote in 2020, in the big election, the Biden versus Trump election, plus big local elections, a gentleman asked me, excuse me, sir, would you like a mask? And I said, no, thank you. And that was it. I got a few stares, but you know what? That's fine. Maybe you were staring because I was so good looking, because you could see my face. Because you can't always see someone's face very well if it's covered by the mask. So I'm sure there were people who sneered, people who were envious, and people saying, why isn't that guy wearing a mask? Well, that's fine. It's America, and I welcome all opinions. And the last election, not a word. I do believe there were some unmasked voters. All the staff members were masked, but no mask offered. Maybe they remembered me from last year. So, not quite sure, but...
Well, I tell you, it's kind of surprising going out to the stores here in north central Florida there are still a shocking number of people who do wear masks, and it kind of blows my mind that even in a state where there's never been a mask mandate, in an area where there's never been any city or county mask mandate, and that all the stores have dropped their mask mandates. As far as I know, I haven't been out to any store here in a long, long time that had a mandatory muzzling policy in effect. And there are still an incredible amount of people. I mean, I would say when I was out shopping at the CVS and then the Sam's Club the other day, there was probably close to half of the customers who were still wearing masks. And it was, it kind of blows me away that that still happens, even in an area where it's completely voluntary. But, hey, you know what? That's those individuals' choices. I think they're silly. I think they're doing nothing but pandemic theater. But, you know, if that makes them feel better and makes them feel less anxious, you know, hey, go for it. Do your thing. Just don't impose your will on me.
Exactly. We advocate free speech. Wear a mask if you wish, but I do encourage people to look at the studies, both pro and con, and make an intelligent decision. Lucas Wall has been my guest this hour. I want to thank Lucas for being on the air with me. You know, as my mama said, time flies when you're having fun, so we have about 50 seconds left. Lucas, we encourage people to visit your website at lucas.travel, and if you'd like to jump right to the part where you talk about the detrimental effects of masks, it is lucas.travel/masks are bad. Not only are there information about your lawsuits and your perspectives on this, but also information about your myriad travels, which have taken place during most of your adult lifetime. I'll be back on the air with us soon, Lucas. Thank you again. Have a great day there in Florida, and happy holidays to you. We appreciate your calling.
Same to you, Adam. We'll catch you in the new year, perhaps.
No problem. Lucas will be back with me very soon. And again, please visit his website, lucas.travel. Talk to you in about 15 minutes. Adam at WWGH 1071.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP.